Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
And I'm sure we're all experiencing this right now. Our lives at a standstill because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Plans that have been made have to be pushed back or perhaps cancelled.
Oh, yes. I have a long list of those. This pandemic has not been easy on the meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibitions and events sector, otherwise known as MICE, MICE, call it what you will.
Mm-hmm. Many have seen their events not happening. And you think about it, months and months of preparations, hard work, and then your event doesn't happen at all.
Yeah. And there's only so much of that that you can move to a virtual space. Yeah. How complicated has it been for such businesses to move their hard work around, especially when handling a huge amount of cancellations or postponements? And how are they handling it?
Despite all of this, is it the right time for those in the service sector to upgrade themselves and perhaps, you know, come out even better and stronger after this pandemic? That's a question we're going to ask Aaron Goh, founder of The Inside Access. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Inside Access is an events management company.
Yes, we are. We are a homegrown events management company.
Tell us a little bit more about it.
We are a homegrown brand. Rather than saying that we are an events company, I would say that we are more like an experience curator, because we do more than events. That's what we like to think. And this company was actually not what it's supposed to be. It happened by accident. It grew organically. And that's where we are today.
That's interesting, Aaron, because we often hear, a lot of very successful companies that come on this show and they say a very similar thing. You know, it just happened as an accident, which is great. Sometimes that's the best way. To help us understand sort of your perspective, can you share with us, a few names on your clientele list?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one of our key clients is actually MasterCard. So we help to curate events for them. We have a very broad range of clients throughout the years, from corporates like MasterCard, some NMNC law firms, to private clients. So it's actually very, very broad for us. Yeah, very blessed.
We're speaking with Aaron Goh, the founder of The Inside Access, their events management company, but they like to call themselves an experience curator. Aaron, but I understand you're also a hospitality veteran. You got about, two decades of experience?
Yes, I've spent around 17 years in the industry.
Wow.
Before I decided to call it quits. I left the industry. Mm. I went home to help my family with our own cleaning business. And one day when a friend of mine needed help with an event, they came to me and it's like, can you just help me because somebody canceled on them one day before the event? So I said, sure, out of fun of it. And I did one and it became two and slowly it just grew and grew and grew. And
that's the accident that he talked about.
Correct. Yes, that's accident, yes.
So, Aaron, part of this conversation is about creating a positive service environment. And it's quite interesting because today, on the front page of the Business Times, the Business Times, as we come into a weekend, they always sort of plug what's coming out in the weekend edition. And one of the things that will feature is how you can turn sort of gourmet takeout into a sort of five-star dining experience at home. So if you're interested in top tips on how to do that, it's going to be in the weekend pages of the Business Times this weekend. But given everything that's going on at the moment, do you have any tips about creating a positive service environment?
I think this is very unique to us. It has never happened before. A lot of my F&B partners, all my partners across all the good F&B groups are all doing takeaway now. Mm. And it's getting very interesting that they are giving out the full menus and takeaways and even sending to your house and setting it up as if you're really dining there. I've even heard partners who are telling me that they might have to do we are throwing ideas around. It can be as much as doing a pre-recording and then the chef actually talk to you and stuff like that, explaining the food to you.
Oh wow.
So it's getting very interesting. It's forcing all of us to think out of the box. Usually it's done by us where I will go to the restaurant and bring the food to the home. Or I will bring the chef to the home, to my client's place, and then the chef will actually cook there and on the spot they will explain the food. It's as if bringing a restaurant to home, but now we have to do it in a different manner. it's very interesting. It's also very challenging. And due to the unforeseen circumstances, it's changing every single day. So, yeah, we are trying to be very positive about it, trying to keep it as normal as possible and not be anxious and stuff like that, yeah.
You are now dressed up in your tuxedo, about to tuck into your gourmet wonton noodle. That is a market for us, too. But, Aaron, as founder of the Inside Access, I wanted to feel what it's like to be in your shoes. How bad is it with regard to the events in the MICE sector?
Oh,
I mean, pour out your pain. What are you going through now, man?
Okay. Like what I said, I think we are in a way very blessed to have. Although we are a very small company, but we have been very blessed with very, very good clients. And why I say that is because we have clients from across the whole board, from MNCs to private clients. Okay. So I like for example, when the pandemic started late last year, you can see that all the international events start canceling. They are the first one to start. And so when it got started, I have to return all the deposits and stuff. We need to postpone it, or you know, a lot of times it's just put until like maybe say like January, everything is basically cancelled. And things like F1, things like, you know, all your international events got cancelled, everything just became full blown. So we cancelled everything. Mm-hmm. So the whole year for 2020 for my MNCs basically, MNC events, MICE events basically came to a stop. But we were still open. The government is still allowing us to, like, you know, just make sure that it's small group and stuff like that. So my private parties keep going on. Mm-hmm. And until recently, that got stopped as well. So now, yes, everything came to a standstill. But we just need to me, it's just like we need to bear with it. Yeah, we just need to bear with it. I do feel that It's hard. It's just that how we have to be very versatile and very agile in the how we look at things. We just need to be very flexible and quickly, you know, look at what we can do. We can't really plan for it. It's just like it's just really how to minimize the pain now in that sense. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Just as a point of interest then, when these really big events get cancelled, so let's just park sort of the children's parties and that kind of thing for a second. When the really big ones get cancelled, how do you handle postponement and cancellations from clients? Are people quite understanding? Because obviously these would have been contracts, they would have been signed, sometimes deposits are given up front.
I would say under normal circumstances, we would have taken up a portion of the deposit. Or depending on the timeline, we will have even some of them would have been forfeited. But this is not a normal circumstance. Nobody wants this to happen. So out of goodwill, we have returned all deposit for us. It's the relationship that we have with our clients. And most clients that we have long-term working relationship, and we are more friends than anything else. So yeah, so we have decided that the best way to help everybody is just to return everything and to build a longer working relationship.
So you've done this before the government passed the COVID-19 temporary measures bill. Mm. Part of that bill also talks about, you know, paying rent for venues and whatnot, or tenants paying rent. Does that affect you? Because I understand you're kind of on both sides. You rent out venues for events, which deal with clients as well.
Yeah. For us, we are okay because we have not really put down the payments for those places.
Ah, okay.
So for us, we are not really affected by that in that sense. But things that, let's say, equipment that I've ordered,
okay,
we have to pay for them because, you know, those kind of things, in a way, they became our asset. Yeah, so we have no choice but to honor whatever we can. We can just cancel them because they are all custom built for us and stuff. So yeah, in terms of rent wise, for us, we are actually quite lucky in that sense. We have not got to that stage. Although a lot of man hours have been put into planning for the event. There's an event that I did actually 1 year ago. So it was supposed to happen in April, and I started this project last March. So every month we have been planning for it until sometime in January where we need to cancel the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, that is difficult.
Yes.
We are speaking to Aaron Goh, who is the founder of The Inside Access, which is effectively an events management company. Aaron, mm-hmm. I think, though, I mean, one of the things you've indicated is that and you said it yourself, as a gesture of goodwill, and given the current situation, it's only the right thing to do to say, OK, it's fine. You know, you get your deposit back, et cetera, et cetera. But how much of a help has it been to have such budgetary support from the government? Do you feel that, you know, these three budgets that we've seen in 2 months have actually given people the confidence to say, it's okay, you know, if I let a deposit go today because I know that there are buffers in place?
I would say it's definitely helpful in that sense. It's definitely helpful in a small way. It's just that we all need to just quickly, you know, it's like manage our expectations. Things we definitely cannot put it as when things are normal in this. We all just need to manage it, and I have to say the government did a very good job in a way. They are trying to keep everybody afloat, trying to keep the whole industry going so that we don't come to a standstill, trying to keep all our lives as normal as possible. So if, let's say, everybody can do their part and help each other out to tide through this thing, I would say it helps a lot. It helps a lot.
And something else that was very prominent in these budgets as well has been encouraging Singaporeans to upgrade their skills. Certainly in the event sector, you've seen a lot of workers who've literally had to been, you know, who have nothing to do, who particularly in the freelance area of the economy as well. What's your take on this idea that, you know, this time can be positively managed to upskill, to upgrade, to improve customer service so that when you come back more nimble, agile and faster and stronger?
I think this is a very good move. And actually, if you were to think about it, as companies who are, let's say, for example, a restaurant and a hotel or a hotel where they have hospitality staff spread across their property. When things are going well, when they are all busy, we just do not have the chance, the opportunity to go for courses, to upgrade ourselves. And as such, everything is just so busy, and we are always short of staff. So we don't even have the chance to do that, even when we want to send our staff for more training. So I think this is actually a very good time that hotels or restaurants can send their staff for, the word would be to upskill or multi-skill, so that everybody can be cross-trained. It helps the company, it helps the staff, and at the end of the day, we also get some form of grants back from the government. They're doing their part to make sure that the staff is paid for, and in the way that the staff can keep their staff being employed, so that the people, you know, less people get affected by this thing. So it's really how you look at the whole situation. You want to look at it as an opportunity, or you want to look at it as, you know, everything is so dire. Yeah, so it's really how you look at it.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Aaron. We've been speaking with Aaron Goh, founder of The Inside Access. Aaron, thanks a lot for taking the time, and of course, you stay safe and stay healthy, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. You guys too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.